Part-time professors at an area community college want a union, but not just any union. The college is pushing them to join the full-time faculty union, but the adjuncts say they need their own group. Solveig Wasvet reports on their struggle for independence.
Share one observation from your Niagara Falls trip. Everybody clear?
Robert Earl leans back in his chair in front of his class at Tompkins Cortland Community College. Soft jazz plays in the background. Earl is an adjunct professor, and despite his easy demeanor, when he's not teaching, he's fighting for a union. TC3 adjuncts petitioned for a union last year. Now they're held up on a technicality that's actually really important. Who will be in the group? The college wants them to combine with full-time faculty, but both groups of teachers say there are too many conflicts of interest. Here's Earl.
There would always be a sense that one of the two groups was getting better than the other.
He says adjuncts' priorities could get bargained away in negotiations with the whole group. Full-timers and part-timers can be at odds in other ways, too. For example, at TC3, full-time professors can take away courses from adjuncts.
It's referred to as bumping, and they can bump an adjunct and take that section from them in order to get their contractual commitment, or actually for any other reason, which is their right, but it definitely is a conflict of interest.
Adjuncts might bargain for an end to that. Full-timers, probably not. Another example, part-timers' per-course salaries. They're set at the same amount a full-time professor makes for teaching an extra class, beyond their usual load. Earl says in contract negotiations, that amount would be much more important to the adjunct than to the full-timer. TC3 Administrator John Connors says he wants faculty to settle these issues before they start negotiations. He says with separate unions,
once you decide on something with one group, then you start talking with the other, but it may have some different interests, some different positions it takes. And so then you'd have to go back to the other group and say, well, this is what we're hearing from the others. What can we do to work this out? I think it could become very cumbersome.
Connors wants to deal with a single union. There's a test case for that. SUNY uses it in all four-year schools. The union adjuncts have health benefits, but they still don't have a minimum salary. Per-course payments can be very low. Barbara Chapaitis is an adjunct at SUNY Empire State, where the majority of faculty are part-time. She says the system doesn't work, that adjunct interests get bargained away.
Our union is supposed to have our backs. When you have 80% of your membership in a given college part-time, and you're not fighting to get them appropriate pay, they have let us down.
Not so, says Jamie Dangler, a vice president of the SUNY Professors Union.
We have not bargained it away. We have met with adamant refusal.
Dangler says they've won other benefits, but the refusal on salaries came from the state. Back at TC3, Robert Earl of the Adjunct Association won't settle for less than independence.
TC3 Adjunct Association. It's right there in the name. We wanted to make sure we had a voice for adjuncts.
The association made their case before the Public Employee Relations Board, and a decision should come by fall. Earl says they'll need to redo union signups, though. The membership cards they gathered last year will have expired by then. I'm Solveig Wasvet for WRVO News.